Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we really going to do this?
Yeah.
We can't disguise our voices if any...
We can't disguise ours, but if you call and you don't want your voice or name attached to this, no problem.
We want to talk about scandals.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, scandal. It can be a work scandal. It can be a family scandal. Like, I can't say any of mine. Like, what? The family scandal I have is so scandalous that I can't say it.
Okay. Well, I have a friend of a friend's family scandal I can say.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's pull
up chairs. So I was at a bachelorette party earlier this year. We're sitting around. All different groups of people. So, you know, some people know each other, some people don't. And one girl is like, so-and-so, have you heard? Their mutual friend did the DNA testing and found out their dad, it was like this girl and her sister, their dad is not either of their dads.
What?
And it connected them to a sibling.
What?
And they found out who their real dad was. And I can't remember. They didn't know yet if they were going to talk to the mom about it. But they were like, so now we have to go tell. They're like, we don't know if our dad knows he's not our dad.
Yikes.
So they.
Do you think the mom knew? I mean, she knew she was sleeping around, but do you think she knew?
I don't know. That's a great question. So it's like, oh, if that happened to you, like you have to talk to your mom. But then do you break your dad's heart?
He's your dad.
Of course.
I mean,
yeah,
no matter what, he's your
their dad. But yeah, we're just sitting at the end of a bachelorette party. And I'm like, what? And then it was, but don't tell her you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. That is,
yeah.
Do you know how it ends?
Yeah.
You can't leave us sitting
I'm
like
sorry.
This.
I don't
Wait,
have
Wait, are you going to be going to the wedding soon?
It already happened.
Oh, dang it. And you didn't find out? You didn't
No, I totally forgot about it until this moment.
Oh my God. That's one of the best scandals I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd want to know. Can you imagine?
If you weren't the dad?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
My kids are really good looking. There's a decent... Oh, no.
There's no way you're the dad.
There's actually no conceivable way that I'm the dad of those kids. Oh, wow. Okay. Anybody else want to go?
He's kidding, for the record.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I was involved in a scandal. When I was in high school, I was probably a freshman or a sophomore. So I was young high school, you know, like still new to high school. And I think it was, did you guys use Zanga? I think it was Zanga, like X-A-N-G-A.
It was like a blog site?
Yeah, it was like a diary kind of. You'd like make like, today I did that. You'd like a blog, exactly. Like one of the first ones.
And it wasn't anonymous.
No, you had your page. Yeah,
okay.
And then you made it like early Facebook, MySpace.
Okay.
It's just one of those early sites that we were all on. And at some point, my friends had figured out what my password was.
Oh.
So they had hacked into it and they had put a bunch of, say, just adult material on my page.
No.
And now at the time, I'm like, oh, okay, you got me. I, you know, I don't know anything about like deleting a page. So I just make a new page and then carry on with my life and forget about old page.
You,
I didn't know you had to delete a site. Like I'm 14, 15, right, whatever, you know? So a girl in the high school came across what she thought was my current page, which was this hacked one with all this inappropriate adult material posted all over
porn.
It.
Porn.
Yes.
Hardcore.
Corn.
Yes. So she tells her mom, hey, something weird's going on with Tyler Hack's page here. Her mom does the thing that I don't understand why instead of calling my parents, her mom called the school.
Oh,
like, well, let's just,
what?
Let's get a third party.
Well, you
involved
don't want her to call your parents either.
I prefer parents over school.
Yeah, because if you call school, your parents are going to know too.
I can't believe I'm telling this. So I remember my parents eventually got a call. And I remember my dad waking me up like 11 at night and saying, come downstairs. And they had the page pulled up.
No.
The family computer room.
Shut up, dude. That feeling when you walk in that room is like, oh my God, my whole soul hurts for you.
Did you get suspended or anything?
No, because I was just like, it wasn't even me. I didn't even do it.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
I got pranked and then I didn't know you had to delete the page. Aww. Like, I'm just a kid. So I ended up taking the heat for it, and none of my friends are like, I can't really rat them out because I don't even know exactly who posted what. So at some point, it was just open. Everyone was like on this page posting stuff.
Okay.
So that was a big scandal at the school, and I'll never forget that girl who thought that was my real page. What's wrong with you? Of course,
it's not even my kind of porn. Okay. If you want to tell your scandal, we can absolutely VD you.
Yeah. Voice disguise.
Yeah, and the page is deleted. Just if you're. Don't try to find it.
We'd love to hear.
Gonna look for it in a few.
Family scandal, work scandal, any kind of scandal. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I do have one.
Okay.
Ooh, that you can tell?
Yeah. I just remembered it when you were, okay. I worked at a job. If you've listened to the show long enough, you could figure out what this job is, but it doesn't really matter. I think the statute of limitations is over. I was like the assistant manager at a store, and the manager came to me and said, someone stole the deposit.
Mm. Oh.
From the night before. And I was like, oh no. And he's like, so then every day we'd have to like, I'd pull money from the register. And once we had enough from the previous day, he'd go make the deposit.
Okay.
Like he was like, I can't tell management that I lost the deposit. So we were like doing this thing. And then I designed a system where we could skim money off the top so he could pay this whole thing back. And it worked. And then he stole it again because he had a massive cocaine habit.
He was the one stealing it.
Yes. But I taught him how
to get away with it.
To set the wheels in. I came up with a system, and then they came in and they busted him. They did the whole thing. They fired him. He had a coke habit. And they're like, they went through and they tried to explain to me. And I was like, I don't understand how he came up with this whole system. It was.
And then you became manager?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have kept the system running for a little while.
Oh, my God.
No, you did not.
No, of course not.
Call the school.
Are we done or do you have one?
It reminded me of a high school one, but it's not about me. I'm not just saying that. Not about me. I had no involvement. It's just what I remember in high school. There was a girl who took a picture of herself. There were a lot of Sharpies involved, so she got the name Sharpie Girl.
Oh, no. Like all together?
All together.
Got it.
And with a caption, Taste the Rainbow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Call the school.
Oh, they did. Oh, she transferred immediately.
At least
now that I'm an adult and I can just do that, call it.
Okay.
Get me out of it. Call the school.
This has gone so dark.
Yeah.
I got no involvement. I didn't share it. I hope she's doing well, okay?
So what school did you transfer to?
I did not transfer. I graduated from Mullen.
This is when we get calls that are like, no, Aaron was there for a couple years.
For some reason, I've always thought of Aaron and Skittles together.
Oh, my God.
Not sure why.
Have some right now.
God!
Misto!
Okay, Scandal, if you got a good one, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing scandals. I just feel really uncomfortable because first off, I just watched Aaron fire down Skittles and I'll never look at those the same way.
Right.
If you missed that, go to the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. Listen to, Why Taste the Rainbow Feels a Little Different. Did you want to share something?
Oh, I can. Without sharing too much information, I'll put it this way. One of my parents, their sibling's spouse, essentially threatened to kill them.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, we were all sitting at dinner and that parent said, tomorrow at this event, I would like for you to keep an eye on me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it didn't happen, which is good.
Because the spouse was in a jail or something, or holding cell?
No, I think that it was kind of like that spouse probably didn't mean it, but we don't have much of a relationship.
Okay. When you're threatening murder.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Let's just go ahead and listen to people's scandals. Mike?
Yai.
Scandal. What do you got?
Mine's actually similar to Erica's. My step-grandpa, he had a son that was not exactly a good dude, and I guess in like his early to mid-50s, he decided to do one of those 23andMe things as well. And then he calls my step-grandpa and says, hey, do you know the name whatever? He's like, yeah, that's my best friend from when I was in the Navy.
Ooh.
And he's like, oh, well, according to that, that's my biological father. And my grandpa sat there and listened to it. My step-grandpa sat there and listened to it. He's like, I remember the exact night this happened, too. So I guess he was too drunk to drive home, and so was his buddy. So his wife at the time drove him home, dropped him off, and then took his best friend home that night for him instead of having him, like,
drive. Oh, my God.
Wow. I do want to clarify, mine was not me. It was a friend of a friend.
All right.
What? And they just released that information on him that harshly.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, so they told him that, and the worst part actually was, too, I guess because he wasn't a good dude, he was in and out of jail a bunch. He was always in trouble. He never had a home. So my grandpa had a house in San Diego. He let him live in for free for years, and he kept bailing him out of jail. And he said he probably put, like, $2-3 million into keeping this guy out of trouble his entire life, only to realize it wasn't his real son.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, no. Okay. This is depressing.
This
I don't know how much longer
lifting.
I can do this. Thank you, Mike. Ashley?
Yay.
Scandal, what do you got?
Okay, at my previous company, a manager that was horrible to me and cussed me out all the time was sleeping with one of our vendors. Oh. His wife emailed me the picture. So I took a picture of the picture with my phone and went into his office and told him he should be kinder to people.
Why did his wife send you the photos?
She didn't send it to me specifically. I was the one that handled all the emails. She sent it to a general email.
Oh, because she was like, it's a vent. It's someone you work with.
Yes.
This is so inappropriate. Yes. So wow.
She, like, we were giving this vendor all of this work because he was sleeping with her.
Wait, and Ashley went in and, like, blackmailed him?
I like that. I love like it. Where that went. You took it to another level. Yeah. Doug?
Yes.
Scandal. What do you got?
Okay. This happened about 20, 25 years ago, but I had a pair of aunts and uncles. My uncle and my aunt were brother and sister, both separately married, obviously. And my aunt and my uncle had four kids, and my uncle and my aunt didn't have any kids. And my uncle had been wanting kids for years and years and years, but my aunt had said no. Well, found out why one night my uncle was extremely inebriated and came home and told his wife that he was having an affair with his sister-in-law.
Oh, my gosh.
Found out that my uncle, who was non-biological, and my aunt, who was non-biological, had been having an affair for roughly 5 or 6 years.
Were the kids his?
Happened. They got divorced. My ex-aunt and my ex-uncle got married and had kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I'm going to need a whiteboard to draw this up.
I know.
But it's definitely...
It's terrible, but really what it comes down to is a brother and sister, their spouses had an affair and got married.
It'd be worse if it was the brother and sister.
But yeah.
That's a little more scandalous, but this is still pretty scandalous.
I'm really glad it wasn't.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug. Nate?
Yes.
Scandal. What's your scandal?
Okay. So I used to work at a university who, after a couple of years, they changed their accrediting agency.
Okay.
So everybody needed to supply proof of their credentials. And it turns out that one of the professors who had been teaching at my school for years never actually got his PhD.
What?
And that's like a thing, right?
He had been lying for years and saying he had a PhD, and he never even went to school for the subject that he was teaching.
Hold on.
Oh my
Dan,
gosh.
No. Does everyone, like, technically anybody who graduated with that class.
It's fake.
Is fake. Because he's not a real teacher.
Oh my gosh.
Is that how it works, really?
I mean, I don't know. You guys didn't do that, right? You didn't, like, write everybody back and go, by the way, send your diploma back.
They can do that if they're the ones that hired a fake teacher.
Oh my God.
This is like School of Rock.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah.
Did he play guitar?
Did he start a band?
You guys, this is a real scandal.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. So he was immediately terminated?
Oh yeah. And it was a huge, huge thing. It was something that the school could not keep under wraps. Everybody in the faculty, everybody in the students, some, you know, students' parents found out.
Oh, no.
Like, you would think you would want to just lie and shove it under the rug.
Yeah.
Right, but it's like all the money that people paid tuition to find out that they,
Dude, that is an excellent scandal. Thank you for the call, Nate. Corey?
Hey, yay.
Scandal. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are ready for this. My dad traveled a lot for work, specifically out of the country. He went to Canada a lot when I was growing up.
Okay.
And it turned out he had a second family in Canada.
Woo! You get a new family.
So the Canada family is like he travels a lot to America. And that was to...
Did the wife maybe know, did the other woman in Canada know they were the second family?
She knew.
The times are
polite.
All the weirder.
What? I don't know.
What are you doing?
When did you find this out, Corey?
I found out when I was 18.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you still talk to your dad? Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, he calls for money.
And does he call from Canada? Yeah. Or?
Which family did he choose? Them?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
How's your mom?
She left him, so.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait, the woman in Canada left him?
Yeah.
Well, karma always comes back around.
Yeah, okay. It does.
That's a, okay.
From two to zero, family. Yeah. What he went.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. I can't laugh. That's horrifying.
Yeah, you laughed pretty hard.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.